Someone say, I will pray in the spirit. Who gonna do the praying? I will pray. Just like they did on the day of Pentecost. Just like they did on the day of Pentecost. They were all one accord in one place. Is that right? And they were doing what? Praying. So who's going to do the praying?
I.
How many times did you could have prayed in the spirit and you just sit there? How many times all this hell going on in this world and stuff that, and all going on around you and you just sit there? When you could have been praying in the spirit, calling the things that are not as though they were. When you could have been speaking stuff into existence in the name of Jesus. Just sitting there helpless, defenseless. Definitely acting like the warrior that God made you. The soldier that he made you. But it says, what is it? I will pray in the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. That means with my mind.
Amen.
With my mind. Yes. What do you mean when you're going to pray with your understanding? Well, you just form some words in your mind, and then you let your spirit say it out of your mouth.
Yeah.
What words? Natural words? No. Spirit words. Mind. Understanding. You understand that? And I will sing in the spirit. You know what singing does, don't you? Why you think sometimes you see, that's one thing Sister Carrie ain't never had to worry about me doing, singing to her. Because if I wanted to run her off, all I'd do is sing to her. So I would say, sing to me. I would. Would I not? We'd be rolling down the road, little old young tumbleweeds we were. And I'd say, sing to me. And she'd sing. You know what singing does? Huh? It brings a closeness. See, I had wisdom. If I sing, I run off. She sing, we stay together. Because I'm a joyful noiser. I'm a noise maker. Isn't that right, Brother Doug? Say amen, brother. You ain't no, now come on, brother. You ain't no Lawrence Welk. Hallelujah, brother. That sure ain't, brother. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Don't know Cary Grant. Somebody said, who are you neighbors? Told you I know how much I know about singing. I don't think neither one of them sang. See, I'm in it, though. I'm there. See, at least you know I'm not putting on. I'm putting on Christ, though. Hallelujah. Amen. So who's doing the praying? Amen. Who's doing the singing? With the spirit. You hear that? Singing with the spirit. Singing with the spirit. So I say, what do you mean singing with the spirit? Yandere bokose yano. Lo yandi bekesi alo. Yandoroboko shepe yesoli. Somebody said, what you singing? None of your business. I ain't singing to you. I'm singing with the spirit to God. Just like when I'm talking in tongues, I ain't talking to you. If I'm talking to you, I say, hi, how you doing? Fine, doing very well. Good, now you understand me. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Run out of word, can't say it. Hallelujah. That's global. That's eternal. That's universal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, he likes that. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I know he likes that. But look what he said. I was singing with the what? Understanding also. Mind. Understanding is the word mind. In the Greek it is. It says the mind, comprising alike of faculties of perceiving, understanding of those feelings, judging, determining intellectually. You understand that? Reason in a narrow sense with the capacity for spiritual truth. The higher powers of the soul, the faculty of perceiving divine things and recognizing goodness and hating evil. You know, anybody in their right mind gonna hate evil.
Yes,
praise God. Amen. So if you can just start off not trying to pray in tongues, you know what I mean, like we often do, for 2 hours. Say, man, I know I get closed out 2 hours. Nah, just start off small. Because you're going to start 2 hours, you're going to faint. You're going to think you're down there 2 hours, been down there 15 minutes. You're going to get discouraged. That's why I said build up yourselves. You hear that? Build up yourselves. In the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, building up. Well, just start off maybe start off with 10 minutes. Make it a 10 minutes. Push that governor back of that old man. Get on up to 20 minutes. And then just hit on 30 minutes. Next thing you know, you in your prayer closet down there for a whole hour. And time done went by. And it felt like you just got down. Amen. Like, what in the world? But this whole time, you are charging yourself up. Whole time, you are building yourself up. Getting ready for the master's use. Because he got somebody he going to need for you to edify. Amen. He got somebody you may need to prophesy to. Amen. Some of y'all need some prophesying to do, don't you? Man, I see you in the future. You look better, huh? You look better than what you did before I start saying something. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. It's all about a living relationship with the Heavenly Father. Amen. Singing does. It brings that closeness to God. Amen. That's why we sing and spend a lot of time in worship, sir, because we want to get close to him. Amen? Because God inhabits the praises of his saints. He loved the saints. Hallelujah. So God gives us these gifts from the kingdom to help us here and now. That's why he's a helper. That's why he's a comforter, because we need him here and we need him now. Is that right? Amen. I always need him. See, tongues can bring about that spiritual rest that the prophets was talking about. It can. It can cause you to be settled. It can cause you, because sometimes the natural realm gets kind of heavy. So, but you can enter into the spirit realm and leave them cares of that natural realm. You know, like the drunk, what he does, go to the bottle. And then he escaped. And when he gets in that bottle and gets drunk, he wakes up in the morning, he got a duel messed up. He dually messed up. He got a hangover headache. And then his problems are still there. Hallelujah. But when you begin to pray in the spirit, things are changing. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're a child of the King. Amen. Hallelujah. I bless the name of Jesus. So the mind is where discernment takes place, perceiving and thoughts come from. The mind. Amen. Hallelujah. So just like on the day of Pentecost, you could be somewhere, anywhere in a meeting or somewhere with some saints of the Most High, or God be ready to use you for something, or in another country. And the Holy Spirit may say, I want you to speak in tongues. You be like, you want me to do what? Speak it. You know how many languages there are on this earth? There are thousands of languages on this earth. You don't know what you're saying, but somebody else could be touched by the Holy Spirit ministering to them through your tongues. Somebody said, well, I don't understand what you're saying, but you ain't, are you a linguist? How many languages do you speak?